Vayter in Shas. We're on Chulin Daf Samach Tes. We're on the top of the page, six lines down, end of the line. By Rav Chananya. Hotzi Uber Siyadu Bazar. Let's say you have this fetus, and this is something that's muktash as a carbon, and it sticks out its leg, and it's in the Azara. And its mother is then shechted. Interesting. Right? So his brother's a carbon shlomim, and after it's brought the Azara, it stuck out its arm. And it was then shechted while it's sticking out. Now we know normally this is not mutter because of it's not going to be matir from the mother shechita. If Chananya wants to know whether this din is going to be different when the mother's a carbon and it's in the azara, Mao, what's the din? Migo dahave mechitza legabe kachim havanami legabe dahai. Since it's in the mechitza in reference to the actual kachim itself, therefore it's considered mechitza for this as well. Odom legabe dahai la mechitza for this arm, it's not considered the mechitza. The mechitza's ober imohi. The mechitza of the ober is the mother. Amalei Abaye v'tibay la kachim kalim b'Yerushalayim. According to you, should ask a question about this animal of kachim kalim that sticks out its arm while it's in Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim itself is where kachim kalim is where it's allowed to be. Kachim kalim, says the Gemara b'Yerushalayim, by time alo kumi b'yelach. Why wouldn't you ask that? The mechitza sober imali, because the mechitza of the ober is the mother. Hachana mechitza sober imali. Here are two mechitza sober imali. So nice try. Boy ilfa estilfa hotzi ober es yado bein simin lesimin. Let's say it stuck out its arm in between the two different simanim during the shechita, in between the trachea and the esophagus being cut. Whatever, it sticks out its arm. Now what's going to be then? Mimitzayv Simon Rishon Lesimon Sheni is cutting the first pipe considered connected to the second one, and it's one thing of Shechita. Letahare Mide Nevela Olo, in order to mitire it so that it could help this leg that's sticking out of there from Nevela Olo, or it's not considered connected in such a way. Amar Rava Kalva Chomer Imho Lo Simon Rishon Lesimon Sheni Lahatir Bechilev, the first cutting of the first Simon can help, you know, can be combined with the cutting of the second one to matter, to be eaten, means the actual animal itself. Then lo yo lo latire me the nevela, it's not going to help to go to retire it from the vela, right? In other words, that these two cuttings are considered are mitzdarf to make it into a good shechita, you know, for making the mother and the part of the fetus that's inside mutter to be eaten, and since they're not viewed as separate severings, according to this, they're not viewed as separate things in reference to allowing this, of helping this not to become a nevela. So therefore, the meat of the mother and that which is in the womb can be eaten, and the leg that's sticking out, even though it can't be eaten, it's not going to have tumas nevela. It's considered a shechted trefa. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, ma'u lochus lezaro. If this fetus sticks out its hand from the womb before the mother is shechted, what's the din in reference to being, are we worried about its zaro? A little bit unclear exactly what this is talking about. The Gemara is going to get into trying to figure out what we're talking about here. But let's start with the following idea that you have what's known as a ben pakua. Ben pakua literally means that this is an animal that is a child of a surrendered one. That's a little definition, but we're talking about here that you have this animal shechted, and inside the animal you have the baby, that ober, that animal now that comes out. It's called the ben pakua. It doesn't need to have shechita in order to matter to be able to eating it. So now the question is, ma'u lachush lezaro? Let's say that ben pakua is born, comes into the world, lives its life, and then that's a male and ends up having a relationship with another animal, and then they have a baby. What's going to be the din of that baby? Just like this Bempakua sticks its leg and it's usher, is now the baby also going to have an issue that the leg is going to be usher or not? Hechidami, what exactly is the case? Ilei medazal behemam al yusuf. If you want to say that the Bempakua had a relate, you know, had this baby with another animal that was not a Bempakua and had an offspring. My iria hide de isbe iser yotze. I feel a Bempakua da almanami. Then why is Rabbi Yirmiyahu specifically asking about a case of Bempakua that has an issue of the arm sticking out? Even the Bempakua itself is going to be problematic. That is, if this new thing that comes out this grandchild of the original animal over here, right? So Rashi says Shalohu Tzias Yado V'Gadol the Holy Nami Yaser Kol of Vlad, the entire Vlad is going to be Yaser. Damer of Mesharshia L'Divriya Omer Choshin L'Zera Av. According to him, it says that we're Choshish L'Zera Av, meaning to say there's a machlokas later on, discussing whether or not there's a halachic connection or relationship between the baby and the father. Right, and definitely the mother. The question is about, is the father part of this equation or not? It's according to when we say that we are choshen the zera av, so then ben pakua habal behim malis of a ben pakua is with a regular Adam and has an offspring. Havlad ein lo takana, there's nothing to do about this vlad. You can't help this vlad at all. Rashi says, why? Shemitzad aviv ein ton shchita, because according to the father's side, he doesn't need shchita kidatam besmisen, like we learned in the find, we learned in the find out. The Chacham Mom Shchitas Imo Metayraso Umitzad Imo Ton Shchitas. We're going to turn to the mother side of needs. V'Simana the Einim Simanim. Simanim are not Simanim. Daha Palge Geshchut in Damo. Like half of it is like it's already shechted. V'Inami have a Le Bar Simen Echad. Behemet Zricha Ruv Shnayim. And it's like it has one simen. It's split between the father and the mother. Therefore, it can never nothing you do to help it over here. So Lo Zricha. No. It says, what are we talking about? The Azul Ben Pakua. A Ben Pakua de Kavasei. It's a Ben Pakua is with another Ben Pakua. And now, right, they don't need Shchita. And we have to now figure out what's going to be the din. My, what's going to be the din? Aver Mulad Aver. Do we say that a limb of the father gives birth to a limb of the child? Like, so the limb that's usher, you know, that has four legs, and one of those legs is in the red is usher, so therefore the baby's one also is as well. V'chatech le'ishashar, you can just cut it off and then everything's going to be mutter. Adilma me'balbal zayim, maybe all the seed is mixed within everything over there, and every part of it is going to be part of that as well, and therefore the entire thing is going to be usher, because its entirety is partially a product of the father's usher limb. Hadar amar, then after he said, pshitat me'balbal zayim, of course it's all mixed up into one thing. De'im kein, because if that's the case, that each of the limbs is giving birth to another one, then what do you mean? Suma yolid suma. There's a blind father, then have a child that's blind. Kitea yolid kitea. And there's one that's like, that's lame, give another one that's missing a limb. Now it gives birth to one that's missing a limb. Of course not. El pshita the mabal zayim must be. It's clear that it's all mixed up one to the next. And therefore, we would say that for sure that would be aser. V'achi komi boilin. And really, this is what we're asking. Behema ba'alma lav mikoach chela v'damka asir v'sharia. Is a regular animal is not produced because, you know, from the chela and the blood of the father, yet it's mutter to go and to eat, right? In other words, you're telling me that that didn't come from the father to go to the child? Everything, the father gave of everything of himself to that child as well, and part of that's chela v'dam, which is asir. Hachanami loshna, here too also, there's no difference in there, even though it's coming from the father's, you know, aser limb over here, in addition to the chelv and dam. It's going to be mutter to be eaten, because just like the chelv and dam is aser, and yet the animal can be mutter, just get rid of the chelv and dam. So to the leg that's aser, it's passed down to the animal, the leg is aser, just cut it off and you're good. Odilma, or do we say, no, really, Odilma trei isurim, it's only by two isurim that he could pass down that's going to still be mutter. But to loss alone, we don't go that far, and therefore you have three, then with that could be a problem. Mar says, nah, it can't really be. Because Ulaman, according to who, is this question fitting? Either Rebbe Meir, if you want to say we're in the world of Rebbe Meir, Isachel of Adamika, then even though the father's limb left his mother's womb before the Shechita, there's only the Isurim of Chelav and Dam in the father's body, Isur Yotze Leka, but there's no Isur of something that went out of its boundary, because Rebbe Meir doesn't consider the Sigel limb of Ben Pakua to fall into that category. Right, we saw, well, we'll see. On Dafayin Dal, the Rimeir really doesn't agree with this whole Ben Pakua Shtikl Toyra over here. According to him, if you have this animal with a Shechtin, you have a fully developed fetus is inside of the womb, then this offspring needs Shechita like any other animal. And since it's like any other animal, anyone, if its limb left the womb before the mother's Shechita, it's like any other limb and it's considered mutter through Shechita, and it doesn't fall into any sort of Isser. In our case, when the Ben Pakua, the limb, left the womb, and so then end up having a child that doesn't have any usher limb. Therefore, the usher is remoter, just like any animal. Either of Yehuda, and if you want to say the Yehuda, it's a Yotzeika. Then we have the problem of what? The only issue is something that left its boundaries. It's a chel of leka, but there's no isser of the chel of the father's body. The tiny, because we're in a brisa, Gid Hanasha Noeg Bishlil. The Isser of Gid Hanasha applies to a fetus that's been taken from its mother's womb after it was shechted. The Chelbo Aser and the fetus is Chelav is Aser, Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Noeg Bishlil. The Isser of Gid Hanasha doesn't apply to the fetus for Chelbo Mutter. Therefore, the Chelav is going to be Mutter. Right? He goes according to his own logic that the fetus is Mutter for eating without Shechita. It doesn't look like its own independent animal, but part of the mother's flesh, even though it's fully developed. And since it doesn't have the status of an animal, therefore you don't have this Isser of Gidanusha or Chilef, which is amazing. Ella, kol mikoach, lo amrinan. The Gemara says, okay, all right, so this really is what the question is all about. So we're trying to figure out who this could be, but now we end up seeing there can't be an animal that has these three Isserim, according to either of Meir or Rabbi Yehuda. Ella, kol mikoach lo amrinan. But anything that came from a Isser thing, we don't say that it has the same status as a source. Ella, kol mikoach lo amrinan deshari, because of course it's going to be mutter, because the Isserim of the source doesn't carry over to the actual product. And therefore, right, the offspring of the Ben Pakua, that is an Isser limb, is going to be mutter. This is really a coming by Ilan. This is what we're asking. What about having the Ben Pakua with the Isser limb is a female? And what's going to be the din with respect to swallowing its milk? Chalavo, sorry. It's chalav. Chalav de alma, lo ke'ever min achai dami, v'shari, is milk. Not compared to Eivir Menachai, and therefore it's mutter, right? Because milk is always extracted from a live animal. Therefore, similar to Eivir Menachai, which is aser, but the Torah says it's mutter. And therefore, that should be fine. Hainami loshna, here too, where the milk is produced by an animal, where with a aser limb, it's no different than its mutter. Well, Delmer, maybe the milk of this animal is different than that of a regular animal. Because over there, you can go ahead, and a regular animal, the animal's iser can be fixed by shchita. But here, there is no way of doing that, of fixing up with shchita, right? Milk normally comes from a live animal that's just not shechted yet. But in our case, the animal is a limb which is unshechtable. In that area, the aser limb is actually like a trefa. And for the Gemara, teiko, good question, we don't know. Okay, now, next part of the Mishnah, we had said that chotech me'ubar, if one cuts off part of the fetus, the animal in the womb leaves it, and you leave it inside, then you shech the animal, the detached part is mutter to be eaten. Minolin. Where do we know this from? Where do we know this from? The Siddur Pasuk says, v'chol behema mafresis parsa, behema ba behema l'rabba says avlad. Right, it says, Behema ba behema is including a fetus that's in the womb of the shecht animal, teaching that it's going to be mutter. Elameata yarmirubo. Okay, but according to the way you're assuming that a fetus is considered an animal, then one should be able to make tamura with a fetus. Alamatanan, so why is the Mishnah says in tamura ein memirin? You can't do tamura lo evarin biubrin, lo mevarim, not with the limbs. For the actual fetus, and not with the fetus for the limbs. And you can't substitute the limbs or a fetus for a whole animal, and not a whole animal for it. Now, if a fetus is called an animal, one should be able to do kimura by substituting a fetus or a fetus for a whole animal, or vice versa. And the pasuk says, any animal, within any animal, the rabbis is the vines, including a fetus found in the womb of a shechted animal, if this is really true, like any, that the expression any with, you know, is including things found in the shecht animal, then even if one cuts part of the spleen or the kidneys of an animal and leaves it inside, it should also be mutter when the animal is shechted. So why do we learn in the Mishnah, that if you go and you cut from the uber, that's the fetus is in the animal's womb and leaves it inside and shechts the animal, that the detached part is going to be mutter. But it's cholim and a klai, it's also a klai, but it's cholim klai, then it's going to be usser. Amar kra, pasuk says, osa. It says, I mean, osa means with it. Meaning to say, it, you can eat. It's matched with something that's inside the animal. Shlema velo chasera. Only the animal is whole, but not when it's lacking. Elamiata, but if you want to darshan kol, meaning any, within the animal's teaching, that any fetus inside shecht an animal's mutter, hashochet is a behema matzah, but the musyon a tishteri. If you shecht an animal and you find inside of it a creature, it's like deformed, it's the form of a dove, it should be mutter, it should be mutter to eat. Alama tana, alama amr Rav Yochanan, why did Rav Yochanan say, hashochet is a behema matzah, but the mus yona, somebody goes and shech this animal, he finds inside of it like this deformed thing. The mus yona, asa rechila, says in the asa eats. Beep, turn the page. I'm with this my base. Being a process for lack of. The answer is because we need that the fetus found inside has hooves. And this, you don't have it when it looks like a dove. Ela meata. So, if you want to say that you need split hooves, kalut bim a paralitzer, then a creature with the joined hooves that's found in the womb of the cow should be usser. It only has one hoof. Yeah, but we know that's actually mutter. And for the Gemara, right, we saw that earlier in some chesam base. Hatana dever bishmak bishem yuchai. It was like bishem yuchai. Parsa b'mehema tochelu. This is a hoof with an animal you may eat. It's telling you that even the creature found in the womb has one hoof on each leg. But in other words, the hooves are joined together, it's going to be mutter, which is mashma, that if it doesn't have a hoof at all, but it looks like a dove, it's going to be aser. Rabbi Shimi bar Ashi amar, li'olam kitaka amar t'meikar. Really, it's like you said originally, that we expound the expression animal. Within an animal, Rav Shimi bar Asher, the olam kedarmas meikar. Like you said, that we darshan this with an animal. It's including a fetus that's found in the womb of a shechted animal, telling us it's going to be mutar. We took a kashya lach ein mamirin, but he said okay, but you're not able to do tamur with it. Ha mani, who is that going like? Rav Shimi he the makish tamur lemaiser. He makes a hekish of tamur and maiser, and he says like the following. What does he mean maiser? Means maiser behema. Ma maiser ein noig beifarim vurbim. Just like Meiser Behemoth doesn't apply to limbs or fetuses, that also doesn't apply to those things. Umina Timre, how do we say that the previous cited Mishnah is only the opinion of Shemin the Tanan? Because we learned in the Mishnah, in the very Mishnah of Tamura, Amar Rav Yosi, Ma lo b'mukdashim. In the case of Mukdashim, Omer Ragla Shalzeh Ola, somebody says that the leg of the Tzadim is an Ola, Kula Ola, the entirety it becomes an Ola. Afkash Yomer Ragla Shalzeh Tachazo, when you say this one's the place of that one, Tekula Tmur Tachta, it should be that all of it, the entirety of the previously unconsecrated one, the Kulin one, becomes Mukdash Tmur for the previous one. So Yossi's Masha that the this is Stam Tana that he's speaking about over here is agrees that the initial consecration of an Italian animal can go through just a single limb, right? The consecration of a single limb, and it holds that only that tamura can't be affected like that. Leman ka mehadele. To who is Rav Yossi responding? To who did Rav Yossi respond with this statement over here? Who's the Stam Tana that agrees with the Vyosi about the initial hektish that he wants to convince that Tamur is the same? Ile lo Rabbi Meir Rabbi Huda, if you want to say that Vyosi is thinking about Meir Rabbi Huda, so we say Miyis lehu hai svarad to Rabbi Meir Rabbi Huda, actually holds this opinion that the initial consecration of a tiny animal can be affected through only a single limb, a tiny one, kind of brisa. Yachala Omer Ragla Shilzeh Ola Tekula Ola. You may have thought that if one says, let the leg of this animal be an Ola in its entirety, is therefore going to become an Ola. Tamad Lomer Kol Sheyitin Mimena Lashem Yekodesh. Therefore, it says that whatever part of the animal that one gives to Hashem shall be Kodesh. Mimenu Kodesh Lo Kulu Kodesh. It's Mashma that one. That when somebody's makdish a part of an animal, only that part is holy, but not all of it. Yachol teitzei lechulin. Since this animal is only partially muktash, you would think that maybe it can be redeemed. It can be go entirely going to chulin again. Tamad lomer yiyah. It says it shall be b'avyasotei, and that is that it stays permanently in the state of kedusha, and it shall never be redeemed. Haketzah. So how then is a partially consecrated animal going to be treated? How do we consider it? Timacher l'tzorchei olos. It's sold for the purpose of the carbon ola. And the money received for it is chulin and belongs to the owner. Chutz mi d'mei eiver shabo, except for the value of the consecrated limb. Divrei b'mei eiver Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon omrim, minayin lomer raglash shel zuh ola teikula. How do you know that it's mispashit to the whole thing? Talmud lomer yihyeh. The rabbi says, cool, it's coming to include everything there. Laman, according to who is that going like? Eilu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, miyishlu hai svar, do they hold that svar? El alav Rabbi Shimon. It must be that they're going according to Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon is the Tana who says in the previous society of Mishnah that the mur cannot be affected with the limbs or fetuses. Says Gemara, not a raya, lo. Rabbi Yossi, time of the nafshei kam. Rabbi Yossi was saying his own logic, his own reasoning. Zok the next halacha Mishnah. If you have a male firstborn lamb, kid, or baby cow, it's automatically kadosh to the bechor when it's born. So the previous Mishnah matters cutting parts of an animal's fetus when its mother is in this difficult labor. And now we're going to talk about how we deal with the fetus when it's the bechor. Hamvakeres hammaksha leleid. When you have an animal that is delivering its first young, and it's in a difficult labor, b'chatech ever mashal l'klav, you can cut off each limb of the fetus as it comes out, and you can throw it to the dogs. Until actually the majority of it comes out, it's not called born, and therefore it's not kadosh. Yatsa rupa, of the majority of it comes out whole, and one cut it apart, how is it you cover? It's got to be buried. Right, it's called born, and with it, it comes on the level of bechor. The nifteres min bechor, and the mother is exempt from the law of bechor. Right, in other words, if it has another baby afterwards, it's not going to be considered bechor, since the one that was all chopped off there was considered the bechor. Itmar yatsa shleish. Let's say if 1/3 of the firstborn came out of the womb, bechor lo v'kachav, and the owner sold it to a guy. And then another third came out. So now, in total, the majority of the firstborns came out. Then Rav Huna Amar Kadosh, it's considered Kadosh as a Bechor. Rav Amar Kadosh, not considered Kadosh. Rav Huna Amar Kadosh, it's Kadosh because of the Mafre Kadosh. He says that that a Bechor is Kadosh the Mafre retroactively. Given the Nafakli Rubain, since the majority of the firstborn came out from the womb, Igli Milsa the Mafre the Mekar of a Kadosh, so therefore retroactively it goes back that the firstborn was Kadosh the Bechor from the beginning of its birth. Umay de Zabin lo Klum Zabin. And the owner's sale to the Vodazara guy is actually null and void. Rabba Amar in Kadosh, he said that's not Kadosh. Because Rabba holds that when the majority of this of the firstborn comes out of the womb, it is sanctified from that point on. Umay de Zabin, chapter 11, that which he sold was considered a good sale. Vazal Tamar, they go according to their own logic. Okay, so they go according to their own logic. The Itamar, it says, Yasser Shlish Derech Dofen, if the third comes out by the normal of the womb. No, I'm sorry. Derech Dofen means like a C-section, or Shteishlish Derech Rechem, and 2/3 come out through the womb. Then we have a Machlokas. Rav Huna Amar, Eino Kadosh, not Kadosh. Rabba Amar Kadosh. Rabba says that it is Kadosh, as a Bechor. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, Eino Kadosh, not Kadosh. Rav Huna Latamei, Dama Lamafreya Kadosh, because it says that it's only the Mafreya from the beginning of its birth, and therefore, in order for the Bechor to get to Kedusha, the first majority which comes out at the beginning of the birth has to come out through the Rechem. Veruba Kama Lesa Rechem, and the first majority was to come out through the Rechem, and therefore it's not Kadosh to Bechor. Rav Amar Kadosh, Rav Latamei, Dama Mikan Laba Kadosh. Only from here on it's Kadosh. Veruba Derech Rechem Nafik, the majority of it came out of the Rechem, even though it's at the end of the birth, and therefore it is Kadosh as a Bechor. Now the question is, why do you need this Machlokas twice? And that we're going to, God willing, pick up with tomorrow. We're going to stop over here. Until then, I want to show you all a great, great day. Yeah.